Long before science explained our origins through evolution, the Greeks crafted a magnificent creation story, beginning not with light, but with emptiness. In the beginning was chaos, not disorder, but a yawning void containing all possibilities. From this fertile nothingness emerged the primordial forces, Gaia, Earth, Uranus, sky, Erebus, darkness, Nyx, and eventually their children, the mighty Titans. Unlike our modern conception of a universe governed by physical laws, the Greeks imagined a cosmos alive with consciousness, where every element, from thunderstorms to ocean waves, possessed agency and personality. What makes these creation myths so compelling isn't their scientific accuracy, but their psychological truth. When Cronos castrates his tyrannical father Uranus with an adamantine sickle, we witness more than divine violence. We see the archetypal struggle between generations playing out on a cosmic scale. And when beautiful Aphrodite emerges fully formed from the bloody sea foam created by these severed genitals, we understand intuitively how beauty and violence have always been intertwined in human experience. These aren't just fantastic tales, but profound explorations of existence itself. The cycle of cosmic succession, Uranus overthrown by Cronos, Cronos by Zeus, reveals a universe where power never remains unchallenged, where even gods must face the consequences of their actions. When Zeus reached adulthood, having been hidden from his father Cronos, he orchestrated a cosmic revolution. Disguised as a cupbearer, he served his father a potion that forced him to regurgitate Zeus's 5 divine siblings. The war between Titans and Olympians lasted 10 years until Zeus secured victory by freeing the Cyclops and Hecatonchires from imprisonment. Zeus's reign differed from previous cosmic rulers. Rather than ruling through pure domination, he established a divine council where each major deity received their own domain. Zeus claimed the sky, Poseidon the sea, and Hades the underworld, while others governed specific aspects of life like agriculture, love, and the arts. This power distribution reveals a sophisticated political insight. Even absolute rulers govern more effectively when sharing authority. Zeus maintained his position through strategic alliances, political marriages, and compromise, using his thunderbolt, forged by the grateful Cyclops, sparingly. This demonstrates a remarkably nuanced understanding of leadership from an ancient civilization. The Olympian gods functioned as a dysfunctional family, with personalities as flawed as reality TV stars. Hera channeled rage at Zeus's infidelities into vengeful schemes. Poseidon's temper mirrored his unpredictable seas. Apollo combined artistic brilliance with vindictiveness, while his twin Artemis fiercely guarded her independence. These gods feel alive because they embody human traits amplified to supernatural proportions. Athena's rationality, Eris's aggression, Aphrodite's seductive charm, Hephaestus's creativity despite limitations, each represents aspects of our psychology. Their relationships reflect our internal contradictions. Apollo flaying Marsyas reveals artistic ego's dark side. Hades abducting Persephone, causing Demeter to create winter until her daughter returns, shows how grief transforms nurturing into coldness. Hermes stealing Apollo's cattle while inventing the lyre celebrates youth's creativity and mischief. What other religious tradition has created deities so thoroughly entertainingly human? The myth of Prometheus speaks directly to our modern condition. This rebellious titan, whose name means forethought, shaped humans from clay, then defied Zeus by stealing divine fire to elevate his creation above animals. His punishment was eternal torment, chained to a mountain where an eagle devoured his regenerating liver daily. This story reveals profound insights about human nature. Like Prometheus, we are defined by our relationship with technology, tools that enhance our capabilities but bring unintended consequences. Fire provides warmth, yet also destroys, mirroring the duality in technologies from nuclear energy to artificial intelligence. Zeus's revenge came through Pandora, the first woman, crafted with gifts from all gods. Given an ornate jar, mistranslated as box, and warned never to open it, she succumbed to curiosity, releasing disease, suffering, and countless evils into the world. Only hope remained inside. This myth isn't simply misogynistic, but a meditation on the human condition. We embody both Prometheus and Pandora, defined by technological ingenuity and insatiable curiosity. These qualities drive our greatest achievements and most devastating problems, while hope remains with us, neither fully released nor entirely lost. Greek mythology portrays a moral universe where divine justice operates according to principles both familiar and alien to modern sensibilities. The gods harshly punish violations of sacred hospitality, excessive pride, hubris, and oath-breaking. When King Lycon served Zeus human flesh to test the disguised god, Zeus transformed him into a wolf, the punishment reflecting the crime. When Queen Niobe boasted that her 14 children made her superior to goddess Leto, Apollo and Artemis killed all her children, leaving her weeping eternally as stone. Divine justice wasn't always punitive. Elderly Philemon and Baucis welcomed disguised gods into their humble home and received eternal life as intertwined trees while their inhospitable neighbors drowned. When King Midas recognized Pan's musical talent over the arrogant god Tmolus, he received the golden touch, though this blessing became a curse. These tales emphasize maintaining proper boundaries between mortals and immortals. The Greeks understood that acknowledging one's limitations in the cosmic hierarchy was essential to avoiding tragedy. Greek mythology centers on transformation. Gods regularly shapeshift, Zeus becoming a bull, swan, or shower of gold. Mortals transform too. Daphne into a laurel tree, Narcissus into a flower, Arachne into a spider. These metamorphoses express a worldview where identity is fluid, not fixed. The boundaries between human, animal, plant, and mineral are permeable. When Actaeon glimpses Artemis bathing and becomes a stag torn apart by his own hounds, we see how swiftly fortune can reverse, the hunter becoming hunted. This vision of constant flux anticipates modern scientific understandings of evolution and ecological interconnectedness. The atoms in your body were forged in ancient stars, paralleling the poetic truth of Ovid's Metamorphoses. The Greeks intuited what we're still learning. Stability is an illusion, and everything is always becoming something else. Their mythology embraces this fluidity, finding beauty and meaning in constant change. Greek mythology endures because it captures eternal truths about human experience with unparalleled vividness and psychological insight. These stories survive by balancing entertainment and religious doctrine. When Orpheus loses Eurydice by looking back too soon, we see the struggle between trust and doubt. When Icarus flies too close to the sun, we witness our tendency to overreach. When Pandora opens her forbidden jar, we recognize our inability to resist the unknown despite potential consequences. Stephen Fry's retelling recaptures the humor, sensuality, and psychological complexity often lost in academic translations. The gods and heroes weren't distant moral exemplars, but messy, contradictory beings whose stories resonate because they mirror our own complexities. In our algorithmic world, these ancient stories remind us of a deeper wisdom. Life isn't a problem to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. They invite us to engage with reality more fully, acknowledging both its terror and beauty while illuminating what it means to be human in an unpredictable universe.